Hey everybody, Adam Chalupa here, technical evangelist for Microsoft in sunny Southern California. Now, I don't know if you've been watching the news around Microsoft lately, but Build was an exciting time for us. It was just a couple weeks ago, and there was awesome announcements. I mean, Bash on Windows, that's amazing. But one thing that caught my eye specifically was that HoloLens units have started to ship. I've seen friends of mine popping up on Facebook and Twitter opening their HoloLenses. This is really, really big news. The actual devices are ending up in developers' hands. Now, you might notice I have a headset on, but this is clearly not a HoloLens headset. And if you're watching this video, I'm going to guess that you don't have one on your head either, and you're looking for more information about the HoloLens. Well, the good news is we don't actually need a HoloLens to be able to develop for the HoloLens. Just like you don't always need a mobile phone to develop for a mobile phone. A lot of times you're doing your work in a compiler or in Unity or in Visual Studio, for example, and then you use an emulator to emulate the experience, and then you finally, once it's all set, test it out on a physical device. That's a very, very common workflow when developing apps. And so that's what I'm going to show you today. We're going to get the HoloLens emulator up and running. I'm going to show you a couple sources to get some resources at, and you'll find that it's a pretty easy process. Let's get started. The requirements to get up and running for developing for the HoloLens are actually pretty basic. As I mentioned, just a few things required. Here's the web page that lists it. You need Visual Studio 2015 Update 2. If you have a different version of Visual Studio 2015 already installed, just make sure you update that to Update 2. And if you choose a custom install, very important to make sure that the Tools 1.2 and the Windows 10 SDK are enabled under the Universal Windows App Development Tools. Very, very important. Next, get your HoloLens emulator installed, then install the Unity HTP, HoloLens Technical Preview. You can find that over on Unity's site. Now, you can have multiple versions of Unity installed on your system at the same time. Just make sure you install them into a different folder. For example, if you already have Unity installed, you would install this Technical Preview to a new folder during the install process. Now, you'll need to make sure there's a couple other requirements that you meet on the system side. Ideally, you want Windows 10. This will work with other versions of Windows, but there's some features that won't be enabled. So Windows 10 works best, a 64-bit version of Windows, and that must be Pro, Enterprise, or Education. And that's because the Home Edition of Windows 10 does not support Hyper-V, which is the virtualization technology that the HoloLens emulator will run in. You want a 64-bit CPU, a CPU that has 4 cores, 8 gigabytes of RAM or more. I've got 16 on my system. And in the BIOS, as it mentions here, a couple features must be enabled, and that is so Hyper-V can run. Hardware-assisted virtualization, SLAT, which is second-level address translation, hardware-based data execution prevention. Now, also on the GPU side, you're going to want DirectX 11 or later and WDDM 1.2 or later. And you can check your DirectX version on the system by just clicking your start, typing in run, or do WinKey R if you like hotkeys. Type in DXDiag, DXDiag. And that will load up the diagnostics here and tell you right at the bottom once this loads. It'll do a quick analysis and ask you, it'll show you the DirectX version of 12. The first time you run this, it'll ask you if you want to go to the internet to check for signed drivers to see if your drivers are signed. That's optional if you want to do that or not. But right here, we can see I'm on version 12, so I have no problem here whatsoever. All right, that's it for the basic requirements. Let's look at actually getting some source code down. We can go over to github.com/Microsoft/Galaxy Explorer. Now, this is a project that's part of the Share Your Idea campaign, where basically community people recommend a project, they submit a project, and if it's approved, folks at Microsoft go ahead and develop it, and then they release source code to it. And this is the outcome of that project, the Share Your Idea campaign. So all you need to do is download this as a zip file, unzip it to a folder, because with Unity, you're going to actually open a folder. So let's look at opening that folder and how we can do that here. Once you have your code extracted to a folder and you launch Unity, make sure you launch the correct version of Unity. Click Open, and notice it says selected folder is not a Unity project. Navigate to the root folder. In other words, the folder that contains the assets folder. Once you do that, the selected folder error goes away. Go ahead and select folder, and Unity will close, reinitialize, and open with the project loaded. Now, the first time you load this project, you'll just see this with really nothing loaded in there. You'll want to navigate to the Scenes folder and open up, double-click on Main Scene. And now from here, you can just click play and run it inside of Unity. This is not using the HoloLens emulator. You can use Control P as a hotkey to go in and out of play mode, or you can click play on the toolbar. When you're done playing, make sure that you get out of play mode here. Any changes you make in play mode will be lost. Very important beginner tip using Unity. If you're play testing your game by clicking play and you make changes, when you get out of play testing, those changes will be lost. Very important. Now, if we look in something like the scripts folder here and look at a class like Orbit Picker, and you double click on it, Visual Studio should launch. If it's the first time or you have a lot of plugins loaded in Visual Studio and there's a delay, it's possible that Model Develop might load up for the first time. Just clear that out, close it out. Visual Studio will load up a few seconds later. In here, notice there's unityengine.vr.wsa.input. The unityengine.vr.wsa, this is the namespace that you're going to use. In other words, there's no separate HoloLens SDK. Everything that you're going to do is pretty much rolled up in this namespace that is going to be HoloLens specific. So it's pretty cool. We don't need to import anything else. The folks inside of Microsoft on the HoloLens team have worked together with the folks over at Unity to make sure that there's some pretty tight integration here. So this works quite well. Now what we're going to want to do is make a build. And if you go to File, Build Settings, or Control Shift B, if you're a Visual Studio user and you like the build hotkey, it's the same hotkey, bring up your build settings. And here, there's already been a bunch of scenes added to this particular build. What we need to do is select Windows Store and make sure that we're building for Universal 10. Now, if we want all of our Unity source code to come over to our Visual Studio solution, we can check off Unity C# projects. That is optional. That's only if you want to debug this particular Unity source code on the Visual Studio side. I'm going to uncheck that now and keep this kind of simple. And there's two different builds you can create here. One is a XAML build and one is a D3D. If you have no keyboard overlays, for example, you can do D3D. There's a very, very, very slight performance improvement on using the Direct3D route. Otherwise, just choose XAML. Choose build and select a folder to build to. I like creating typically a folder called builds, and inside of there, I'll create whatever platform I'm building for. So in this case, I'm doing UWP, and select that folder. Now Unity's going to do its magic and export a Visual Studio solution. Now I want to emphasize that's different than what we've just looked at here. The Galaxy Explorer, this is using the Visual Studio tools for Unity. This is integration that goes back and forth to Unity so you can develop and debug during your Unity experience. Now I got a quick error there. Let me build one more time just to make sure. Again, keep in mind these are early bits. These are beta bits. So if anything goes funky, rebuild, try it again. And there we go. So a rebuild took care of the issue. I could edit that out, but I want to keep it there just in case you run across any little issues like this during the build process. Again, keep in mind this is beta. Now here I have my UWP folder. And inside of this particular folder, there's my Visual Studio solution. This is a separate solution than what I have over here for developing and debugging while I'm working in Unity. Notice here is attached to Unity. This is just developing while I'm in Unity. In fact, I can even close this instance of Visual Studio if I want. And I can actually close Unity at this point in time. And I'm going to open up this other new Galaxy Explorer.solution file that's been generated for me. In here, this is just a universal Windows application. And so I can build and deploy right to a device, deploy right to a HoloLens, or this is where we launch the HoloLens emulator from. First time we load, notice the default here is to an ARM device. We are not building for an ARM device. So you're going to want to select x86 and the HoloLens emulator. We have an x86-based emulator image that we're using. Now, the first time that you build it, so I'm going to do Control-Shift-B, or if you just want to go to Build Solution, is going to restore the NuGet packages. You'll see the package restore happen here. And notice you'll see some errors there. Go to the output window, and you'll see, if we scroll up a little bit, that the build is still actually happening. So let's wait for this build to finish. The other thing we could have done is just click on play, and that would have launched the emulator. It would have done the build, launched the emulator. So either one works. I just wanted to do this build the first time just to get our NuGet packages restored, so you can kind of see this process here. There we go. Now we have a successful build. Let's go ahead and launch it in the emulator. Now this is a virtual image, so give it a little bit extra time to start up. This is not indicative of final device performance. This is an emulator. Now we can see in our build output here, again, keep an eye on the output window, copying files, checking whether required frameworks are installed, registering the application, and there we have it. The app is loaded. Fast forward through some of this. Pin the earth in the center of the room by pressing enter. And there we have it. So we were able to launch in the emulator. Now let's actually look at another feature of the emulator. And in order to do this, let's go ahead and run, just create a normal Visual Studio template. So in this case, we can go to File, New Project. And the templates are installed when we install the HoloLens emulator. And we can look at for Holo. And we notice there's a DirectX 11 app, which uses SharpDX, so essentially a DirectX wrapper in C Sharp. Or we have a Visual C++ one. So I'm a C Sharp developer. I'm going to choose this template here and just call this my new Holo app. Choose our target version and minimum version for Windows 10, and this will tell you how to choose which version. I'm going to accept the defaults here. Now, one thing that is important to mention with the emulator is that there are different rooms that you can load. So let's go ahead and launch this amazing spinning cube application. As soon as we launch it, we get our NuGet package restore that happens. And there we go. This is a small app, so it's a super fast deploy. Now I can interact with the scene in here, just like I could have done on the last experience. I didn't want to spend too long kind of digging through the details. You can check those out and be surprised at every new turn with that last experience, the Galaxy Explorer. Now here, I do want to point out though, we have a couple different input modes here. Human input, which is exactly what I'm doing here, using the keyboard and mouse to kind of simulate the human input. The other button here is keyboard and mouse. Essentially, this will emulate having a Bluetooth keyboard hooked up to the HoloLens, same thing with the mouse, accepting kind of that raw input like that. Now here we have a device portal. This is pretty neat because this allows you to do a couple various things with the HoloLens. If you need to look at any apps that have crashed on the system, right, you can see crash data, crash dumps have been enabled. You can see which are the running apps on the system. And also, you can look at the 3D view. Now, in this particular view, by default, I have the actual, I believe I have the bedroom loaded up here. Yep, bedroom one loaded. So if I click on the little arrows here, I can get some more information. If you choose load room, there are different room models, XEF files, and you can make your own with a Kinect camera, for example. You can scan your own rooms. These are the ones you get out of the box you can use with the emulator, these XEF files. So I have bedroom one. Now notice you don't see any bedroom in here. Even though it sees it behind the scenes, you don't actually see it here. If you want to do that for your application, there's documentation on enabling that spatial mapping to show up in your actual application. But one way you can see it really fast is by going to this device portal. And if you go to 3D view and you click update, you can see the surface reconstruction. So now this is what the HoloLens is actually seeing in space. And you can see there's a bedroom here. There's a bed. If we zoom in a little bit more, you can see some other features from there. And so that's at the actual resolution this was scanned at. And this is how the HoloLens is seeing the actual environment here, how the HoloLens is scanning the environment at its resolution. So this is pretty neat. Now, you don't see it on the screen, but you'll notice if I come over here to the emulator and I move around, notice I'm getting essentially a live update view here. So you can use the both to kind of debug where you're looking at, how objects will behave, how they will interact. And again, if you want to see this kind of mesh show up inside your HoloLens, there's documentation on the website to do that. And in the Holograms 101 page, there's actually a section on there on spatial mapping, which will allow you to essentially work with the meshes that are around you in real live space, so to say. Really neat stuff. Hopefully you've seen how easy it is to take your applications and export them from Unity Visual Studio or create a new template inside of Visual Studio and run them both in the HoloLens emulator. It's a very easy process. Now here's some additional learning resources on the HoloLens forums and on Microsoft's site and on GitHub In addition, we have about three different Unity courses, maybe even four or five now, for learning Unity on Microsoft Virtual Academy, free courses for learning Unity there as well. And there's also great learning resources on unity3d.com/learn as well. Enjoy, happy hacking, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.